This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. You saw him on Good Morning America this week with the announcement of the new cast of Dancing with the Stars. Defending champ Alfonso Ribeiro talks about his new cooking channel show, Unwrapped 2.0, coming up in just a moment. But first, we have the 10 sexiest names for men and women. We'll start with the men. Number 10, sexiest name, Remy. Followed by number 9, Dante, Marcello, Dane, Dimitri, Matteo, Romeo, Rhett, Lorenzo, and the number one sexiest name for men. This is from babynamewizard.com, by the way. Alessandro. Now the 10 sexiest names for women. Number 10, Juliana. Number 9, Adriana. Number 8, Soraya. Number 7, Chanel. Number 6, Alessandra. Number 5, Paulina. Number 4, Anne. Number 3, Natalia. Number 2, Nicolette. And number 1, Scarlett. I'm sure they had Scarlett Johansson in mind on that poll. A materialistic lifestyle doesn't make people happier. Despite people having more money, their well-being isn't improving. Researchers say part of the problem is that any positive increase in well-being due to economic prosperity is being quickly taken away due to the costs of mental health, dementia, obesity, physical inactivity, diabetes, loneliness, and heart disease that affect many people. There's a heated divorce going on in Chicago between hedge fund billionaire Ken Griffin and his money manager wife. Griffin's wife claims she needs $1 million per month for the upkeep of their three children, which are all under the age of 10. The legal documents also showed that the couple spends $300,000 each month on private jet travel, $160,000 on vacation rentals, $6,800 on groceries, $7,200 on dining, $8,000 on gifts, this is all per month, and $2,000 just on stationery a month. The issues between the couple, who are the wealthiest in the state of Illinois, go beyond just money. Mrs. Griffin wants to have sole custody of their three children and move to New York City. And then, of course, she might ask for an increase in her payments because New York City is a higher cost of living than Chicago. Looking for a job? Well, a former porn star makes $5 million a year unwrapping Disney toys on YouTube. Not making this up. The highest paid performer on YouTube is a former porn star who makes millions unwrapping toys from Disney. Brazilian model Diane De Jesus is 32 years old and used to go by the name Sandy Summers. She now lives in an upscale gated community in Orlando, Florida. Her neighbors say the woman is in the very popular DC toy collector videos on YouTube, which has been watched over 2.8 billion times. In the videos, all you see are her hands and hear her voice. She's believed to make about $5 million a year just unwrapping Disney toys in the videos. Jamie Dornan reportedly won't star in a sequel to 50 Shades of Grey because his wife doesn't want him to. Actress Amelia Warner is said to be unhappy with him acting out the intense sexual scenes in the controversial film. Jamie has also been disappointed by the bad movie reviews, and he told producers he won't be back as kinky businessman Christian Grey. An insider says Jamie thought the film would help his career and told his wife nothing would change for them, but women all over the world now lust after him. Well, you've seen him this week hanging out with former Prince of Bel-Air co-star Will Smith. Alfonso Ribeiro making the rounds and talking about his days on Dancing with the Stars, where he ended up the champion, and also his new show on the Cooking Channel, Unwrapped 2.0. Hello there.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great. How you doing?
Good, good.
Excellent, excellent.
Are you still dancing?
Well, we're done with the tour, so we're now, I get to relax for a little bit and let my body fully heal up, which is going to be nice for a little while. But I actually plan on continuing to learn to dance. I think I'm going to continue taking lessons and enjoying this. I I've been wanting to do the show for many years, for a full decade, and now it's, I certainly don't want to give up and not continue to learn, how to dance.
All right. So did that exposure lead to you doing the Unwrapped 2.0?
Well, I was actually hired well before I did the show.
Okay.
For Unwrapped 2.0. So it was, it's a show that I'm excited about because it doesn't have anything to do with the success of Dancing with the Stars, but yet we get to, bring in the benefits of the show. But yeah, we did this beforehand, and it's a great show. The Cooking Channel, they're wonderful people. They have a great channel, and you know, Unwrapped 2.0 was a show that used to be on before with Mark Summers. It went away for a little while, but now they decided to bring it back and you know, switch it up a little bit and kind of change the energy. And so that's what we're doing, and we're teaching people all about how some of our favorite treats are made. And it's a fun show that I think people will truly enjoy, especially if they enjoyed the first one. I think they'll enjoy this even more. And it's great. Every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, you know, they got to check it out on the Cooking Channel.
It took 10 years for you to get on that show?
It did. Right from the very beginning, I wanted to do the show, and I was never given the opportunity to do the show. They had excuse after excuse why I couldn't do it, and none of it ever really made sense, but eventually they, you know, all the asking, they broke down and let me come on the show.
The new Unwrapped 2.0 will feature Tootsie Rolls and chocolate salami, right?
Yeah. Well, isn't it wonderful? A chocolate salami. I mean, there's nothing greater, right? It's, you know, the chocolate salami, we've done the Tootsie Roll, we've had, you know, Cinnabon, not the Cinnabon, you know, we have cheer wine, we have the Southern Treats, we've done, you know, secret family recipes that are no longer secret, and things that are rolled. We've had a lot of great episodes on so far, you know, Monday night's episode is secret family recipes, and so people will get to enjoy some of those great recipes and treats that are wonderful to eat and to try. We want people to go out and try all these great, wonderful treats.
Now, the Tootsie Roll, it's unbelievable the vast number that are produced each day, right?
That's what's always amazing when you watch the show. It is like how many they put out each week, each day, each year. It's unbelievable. I mean, they're in the millions, and so it's pretty cool, you know, that something, you know, as wonderful as a Tootsie Roll, that, you know, they make millions of them a year. So it is kind of wild, you know. It's like when you sit around thinking, it's like, man, why didn't I come up with that business?
Now, do you actually get to go to the factory?
No. See, we I do it all pretty much on I go to the set and I do it there, but we get to watch, you know, all the footage of how it's done.
Has doing the show changed your eating habits at all?
It hasn't. I'm pretty much, you know, I eat what I love to eat. I just know that I've got to do it in moderation and continue working out. So I haven't stopped enjoying my treats. But the show has certainly brought new treats into the fold.
Now, does Mark Summers produce this?
No, he doesn't. He's no longer part of the show. He's no longer with it.
What's on the agenda for the rest of the Mondays coming up?
I don't have the list right now, but you know, we'll keep you guys entertained. Just go on and check your listings, you know, and you can look to see what each episode will be about. Especially, you can go to the Cooking Channel online, and each week you can get a preview of what the shows will be that week. So definitely check it out that way.
Are you naturally inquisitive? By nature, do you wonder how these things are made, or are you just a good actor?
I'm actually naturally inquisitive. I want to know how things are done. To me, I feel like life is a constant learning. You're constantly trying to learn. You're constantly trying to better yourself, and learning about everything. I want to learn, you know, a little bit about everything. So this show really just kind of gives me that information. I'm now able to learn about, you know, how some of my favorite treats are made. So you know, but even if you just, you know, whether it's you know, Unwrapped 2.0 or any of the other shows on the Cooking Channel, you really get a great, you know, knowledge of how some of your favorite foods are made. So I'm a fan of it all.
And what's next for you after this? Any other plans coming up?
We are right now going through everything. You know, we're looking at all of our options. Being that I just got off the road, now is our time for us to figure out. We've got some cool things that we've got in the works, so we're going to continue pushing for those to happen, but we're just going to enjoy enjoy the success of Dancing with the Stars and of Unwrapped 2.0.
Yeah, the exposure on dancing is tremendous, right? I mean, I'm sure you must have gotten a lot of leads and a lot of interest in your career once you won that.
We have, and so we're taking it slow to make sure that we make the right decision for whatever that will be. But you know, the right decision obviously was doing Unwrapped 2.0, and we're absolutely loving the success of that. So it's been wonderful.
You can't see me right now, but I'm doing the Carlton as we speak.
There you go. Okay, you got to make sure you get over the top. Over the top of the arms.
Okay. Hey, listen, we want to see you on Broadway, too. That would be great.
It'd be fun. You know, I'm waiting for the right opportunity, you know, to come. But, you know, some of the shows have reached out, but we're waiting for the right one to bring me back.
All right, Alfonso Ribeiro, thank you so much, sir.
You got it, guys.
Take care.
Have a wonderful day.
I'd love to hear from you. Why not drop me an email at MikeAW@MikeBennettRadio.com. That's Mike AW, like America Weekend, Mike AW at MikeBennettRadio.com. You can also find me on Twitter at MikeBennett11. And with Alfonso Ribeiro, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.